All right, we finished at the Northwest Cannabis Classic. I got the chance to MC and give away some awards. Corey and Kendra are out here, and I've been trying to track them down. They're so busy. How are you doing, Corey?
Doing well, thanks. How are you, Russ?
What do you think about the first ever Cannabis Classic? How did it go?
I think it went really well. The energy was there. The people showed up, so I think it went really well.
Kendra, how did you guys come up with those awesome trophies?
With the help of this guy standing to my left, actually, Don with Design Alaska. He helped us out. We wanted to keep it really Northwest looking, get our logo design in there, and he did an awesome job. He's really creative.
Hey, Don, if folks want to get trophies or any of those kind of stuff that your business provides, how can they get in touch with you?
They can go to our website, designalaska.com, which is DZINEalaska.com.
All right. Thank you so much. And you've got more Northwest Cannabis Classics coming up, Tacoma and Portland. Anything people need to know about those?
Yeah, Tacoma is going to be April 6th, 7th, 8th.
August.
Or excuse me, August 6th, 7th, 8th in, on the Puyallup Fairgrounds in the Western Washington. And then we go down to Portland, I believe that's first week in November.
Oh, awesome. Now, I presume you're going to want to keep doing this and have more and more of these. Anything in the future, maybe more categories or any other ideas you have coming in the future?
Yeah, more categories, organically grown, stuff hydroponically grown, stuff like that. Just adding more categories and just getting more specific in the way that the marijuana is grown.
Was there, I know there was some difficulty with whether or not you guys were going to be able to display cannabis here at the event. Aside from that, or even commenting on that, how was it working with local officials here?
Yeah, here it was really pleasant, actually. We've been working with them since July of last year, but once the event started getting closer, they would sit down with us in private meetings. We would have one-on-one time to kind of tell them exactly what our intentions was, what our goals were, and how we were going to do that. They made their concerns very apparent. So we were able to address their concerns early on in the process. They unanimously voted on Tuesday, May 12th, to allow our event to go forward on May 15th.
Wow. Nothing like doing things last minute. And they say we stoners procrastinate. What?
Exactly, right? We were way ahead of the curve that time.
All right. So it's the Northwest Cannabis Classic. If people want to get involved, email, website, Facebook, give them that information.
Yeah, nwcannabisclassic.com. And they can email us at info@nwcannabisclassic.com. Phone number 253-495-5323. But the website's probably got the most information, nwcannabisclassic.com.
All right, Corey Ray, thanks so much for putting this on and having me come up here. My first time, and I can't wait to come back.
Can't wait to have you back, Russ. Thank you.